Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you, ladies and gentlemen, from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Tonight's gigantic matchup between the Broncos from Cal Poly Pomona and the Penguins. Cal Poly under head coach Scott Davis, the story within the story. Davis, a very successful coach for the Penguins back in the day when the Penguins won their very first championship in 2004. Davis was at the helm, since then moved on to Cal Poly Pomona, coaching the Broncos nicely as the Broncos are number two in the conference. We'll have the starting lineups for you coming up shortly. Lady TMI is alongside, and for now I'd like to play this short little promo for you from Coach Chambers.
This is head women's basketball coach Brianna Chambers welcoming you to another exciting night of Penguin basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Oh, thank you very much, Coach. Love that intro. All right, fans, just a couple more minutes of warm-up here at the Conlin Center. The place is filling in nicely. Of course, Brett Tavani and the guys are over at USF tonight. That's a big game, but arguably not as large as tonight's matchup between the Broncos and the Penguins. Always nice to have Lady TMI alongside. And Lady TMI, she has her own show. For those of you who are tuning in to hear her show at 5 o'clock today, it has been interrupted for this edition of DU Basketball, but she is alongside. TMI, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks, Stu. I'm really excited to be here for this game. It's a big one. It's really one that stands out above all the others because of the sub-story that it has. I'm really excited about this one, and I'm really glad that all of DU is listening in on this exciting game. We expect to see some great plays tonight. The DU basketball has a great history of being aggressive and really going for the ball and never backing down. So we hope to see that more tonight.
Ah, very well said. She is the freshman broadcasting sensation. Lady TMI, she is alongside not only broadcasting sensation, but one of the stars on Roger Goodwin's volleyball team. Just finished their first season, her first season, playing for DU. No doubt she'll be back in the starting lineup next year when she breaks through for Roger Goodwin and the ladies. Roger Goodwin and the ladies just finished their first year of NC2A volleyball in TMI. While it was not a winning season on paper, a good season otherwise. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, most definitely. This season was more difficult than others because we had to step it up and prove to everyone that we deserve to be in a higher division. So even though on paper it would show that we did not win successfully, as a team we won more than any others because we came close enough as teammates to really prove to people, you know, that we're here together. And a lot of other teams can't exactly say those words.
Very well said. All right, fans, we are about ready for this one. Radio.Dominican.edu, we're broadcasting live from the Conlin Center, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, and to our ships at sea via satellite, it is radio.dominican.edu. The national anthem is behind us, the game just ahead of us. We're visiting Cal Poly Pomona under head coach Scott Davis. He's assisted by Tamara McDonald, Lacey Burns, and their SID, Mark Reinhiller. Mr. Reinhiller is here in the house. Number zero, Stephisha Walton, the 5'11 senior out of Vallejo. She's second team all-conference last year. Number three is Rosalind Beard, a 5'7 sophomore out of San Francisco. Number 23 is Ebony White, 5'9 junior from Los Angeles. Megan Ford, number 24, is a 6'1 sophomore out of Newhall, California. Isn't that your hometown, TMI?
It sure is.
Very well said. Number 25 is Rihanna Coulson, a 5'6 junior out of Compton. Coulson, the top scorer. Megan Ford averaging double figures last year for the Penguins under head coach Brianna Chambers. She's assisted by Eric Nelson. Coach Chambers sending out number 12, Tammy Bronner. Bronner, a 5'6 freshman out of Oakland. Melissa Wise, number 14, a 5'10 freshman out of Novato. Alicia Flatten, the team captain and veteran, at 5'6". She's out of Hayward, wears number 20. Michaela Baskerville is number 24, the 5'6" senior out of Alameda, and Raquel Gomes, number 32, a 5'10" junior out of Santa Rosa. Both teams are out on the floor, and we're about ready to get this one underway. Stuart Horn and Lady TMI, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. Get our theme music out of the way. The Penguins will be occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center, attacking the southern hoop. Broncos off to our left. The Penguins will be moving from right to left, from north to south, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. TMI is all locked in place. Her first basketball broadcast. I'm excited for her, and I'm sure she's very excited.
I'm super excited.
All right. Great. Well, fill in any old time you like, anything you might see. TMI, I'll go to you for some analysis here and there and your feelings from a student perspective. Here we go, fans, with the tip-off. For the Penguins in the middle will be Wise. And for Cal Poly Pomona will be Rosalind Beard. Check it. That's Stephisha Walton. Walton, the 5'11 senior out of Vallejo. And they want to be sure to get a good game ball in there. I guess one that's all blown up properly because the referee's gone over and pulled a new ball off the rack. We're ready for the tip-off, fans. In the middle, both squads. Penguins to our right. Big game now between the Broncos and the Penguins. Underway, the tip-out. And Wise picks it up, but it's ripped out of the hands of Ebony White. White picks it up for Pomona and slows things down on the right wing. White's got the uni tucked up under her shoulders. White's got it on the right wing with 22 on the shot. She flips it out right side to Colson. Colson down low. Uh-oh. Works it in there. Ford outside. Driving baseline on the way. Beard up. No. Taken down by Ford. Ford turns around. It's stolen out of her hands by Wise. Wise going to slow it down, and she passes it off to Gomes. No score for Pomona. Scott Davis up on his feet. He's got the full suit on. Here's Taki Takoy. Takoy goes left. Check it. That's Bronner. Wears her hair just like Takoy. Almost thrown away. Baskerville, but she gets it back. She hits Gomes, right corner, on the way, three ball, air ball, too deep, taken down Flatten. Flatten comes up with it and flips it back outside to Baskerville. Baskerville now flips off to Gomes and a whistle. And here comes the referee with the first call of the night. And they didn't reset the shot clock, so she wants the reset to be in place. The referee is right here in front of us trying to get things squared away before she lets the game continue. If you'd like to interact with us, fans, you can do so right here at the Opulent Scoring Desk. The broadcasting area, I should say, the scoring desk is just up in front of us. TMI and I are way up on the eastern wall looking down on the area of play from high atop the Conlin Center in our luxury broadcast booth. Very opulent up here. Got air conditioning and carpeting and electricity and everything up here. And we're absolutely blocked out from all the sound. And we're down low. And the Penguins have it back underway. Gomes gets it on the inbounds, throws it away. Stolen by Walton. Walton brings it up into the Penguin bench. Intended for Bronner. But Bronner couldn't get there. The ball got their first Beard to bring it in right in front of the opulent broadcasting area. He's down on the floor. TMI and I are way up here on the eastern wall. Ebony White's got it. She works it indoors. Now thinking three balls, Colson. On the left wing, she's got Bronner on her. She's got nothing to do. 14 on the shot clock. Wise sticks a hand in there. Stolen away. No. Walton gets it back. Back to the top of the key between the circles. Driving the baseline. Right side is Colson. No. A little too much glass on the layup from the right side. Taken down by Wise. Wise has trouble bringing it in by Colson, but she does flip it off then to Alicia Flatten. Flatten between the circles. Brings it up. Fakes left. Jukes right. Goes right. On the way. In and out. Rebound White. White brings it up quickly in transition. Looks right. Oh, Cal Poly thinking three ball, but they don't do it. Uh-oh, down low on the way. Ford, two. And Scott Davis is screaming, push, push, push. It's two zip in favor of the Broncos. Here's Bronner, 360. Bronner, kick out, left side, head fake. Baskerville walks with it. No. Foul is called against Raquel Gomes, no. Called against Ebony White. The Penguins get the ball right under the hoop. Short side. Inbounds Gomes. Gomes works it. She's going up against Ford. Back outside. It's almost stripped away, but the Penguins pick it up. Bronner thinking about it. Three ball on the way. Oh, Bronner a little bit deep. Hauled in now by White with a rebound. Left side bringing it up. Very quickly in transition. Colson off the glass. Actually, it hit off the... It was so high above the glass, TMI, that it actually hit the shot clock. Okay. Two zip. Penguins trailing 17-46, no problem. To the line is Rayana Colson, the 5'6 junior. She's out of Compton. She bounces it once, now spins it backward. On the way, good. Kind of a low, flat free throw and a whistle. And Coach Chambers calls a timeout. And with that timeout, fans, we will bring you the first of many station IDs tonight. Here comes Brandon Davis.
Information Director at Dominican University of California. Hey, this is Brandon Davis, Sports Information Director at Dominican University of California, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey, this is Brandon Davis, Sports Information.
Yeah, that's right. It was Brandon Davis. Thank you very much for that promo, B. 17:46 to go. It's 3-0 in favor of the Broncos out of Cal Poly Pomona. Stuart Horn and TMI with you. The DU broadcasters for tonight's big-time basketball game from the Conlon Center. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Here's the second freebie from the line, Colson. She's got the right toe in the center of the line. Open stance, left side back. Pulls up, nails a second. Four zip, Penguins on top. Bronner on the inbound. She brings it up across the timeline on the right side. Inbounds by Wise. Bronner's got it. She's out there on the right wing. She's calling out the play. She has nowhere to put it. Big time defense applied by the Broncos. Here's a jumper by Wise. Nice buckler, but Wise let it fly, but a little bit left. DUs have had three shots on goal so far, missed them all. Four zip, Penguins trailing early. Right side now, Colson. She goes into the corner to Walton. Back down low, and a great up and in by Ford, but Ford missed it from 3 feet. That's a gift. DUs have got it now. Baskerville. Baskerville's got the three ponytails working. Now Bronner's going to slow things down between the circles. Four zip, Penguins trailing. Flatten's got it, heaves it across the court to Wise on the left wing, thinking three ball. Wise getting just completely pounded defense by Walton. Here goes Raquel, eight on the shot, outside Wise, softly, slowly. Wise in and out, horseshoe. Back at her, Ebony White with the rebound. She brings it up between the circles. She fakes left, goes right on the rebound nicely. Ebony White very softly, delicately lays it in there. On the inbounds, Wise throws it away. Bronco ball, backcourt penalty. Penguins get it on the backcourt. Six zip, though. Penguins trail, 16.5 to go in the first half, fans. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll have the halftime extravaganza. We'll
bring had Den go in for Gomes.
What
happened? New players on the court.
Well, wait a minute. Gomes was substituted for by Emily Dunn for the Penguins.
Yeah.
Good eye there, TMI.
Yeah.
Don't forget, at halftime, fans, the Penguins will have the stats, our halftime extravaganza with all the stats and the numbers that matter. Flatten goes up, drives the lane, and from within the key, she goes up against big-time defense, but she's fouled along the way. Alicia Flatten, the 5'6 senior out of Hayward.
We've also got a new player on the court, number 13, Kylie Berlinski.
Good call. 5'9 freshman is Berlinski, and the free throw goes up, and the free throw does not find the bottom, and that's not something that happens too often. From Flatten. She's usually pretty solid from the line. On the way, Flatten. Made this one. Nothing but swish there, TMI. That's the first point for the Penguins. 6-1. DUs. And right. Ooh, bringing it up now. And a big long throw by Colson. The Penguins steal it away as the recipient landed in the bench. Now.
That hit the back of the coach. Do you think there's something, a little message there?
No, none at all. Flatten brought it up from the middle of the court. She heaved it over to the left side where Coach Scott Davis was looking the other direction, hit him right in the back, as TMI mentioned, 6-1. Penguins trail. Penguins now on defense. Boy, it's been all Broncos so far. We're at 16 minutes exactly, fans, left in the first half. At the top of the key is Ebony White, the 5'9 junior. She kicks it off to the right side, Colson. Colson brings it down low. She's got numbers. Now Ford goes up with it, hauled in by Emily Dunn. Dunn had a hand on it, but gives it back somehow to Colson. Colson goes up left side with a layup, and it's good. 8-1.
Berlinski's taking it down. She's thinking.
All right, TMI, thank you very much. Don't get too crazy on me now.
This is game, telling you, is really intense.
It's very intense, you're right. We don't want too many people doing play-by-play. However, in the second half, I'd love to have them do some. Okay, now the Penguins have it. Here's Baskerville. Baskerville goes down low, finds Wise off the glass. Left side, Wise drives the lane good. 8-3, Penguins on defense now. Penguins trail. We're coming up on 15 minutes. By the way, fans, on the AOL Instant Messenger, you can send us a message right here at the Opulent Broadcasting Booth. Stolen away by Flatten. Our screen name is DUC Radio. Flatten will bring it up on the right side, very slowly and methodically. She flips it into the middle now and finds Berlinski, the 5'9 freshman. Berlinski fakes left, goes right, takes it down to the right corner. Berlinski kick out. Oh, Michaela Baskerville almost lost it, but she got it back. Now she throws a low bounce pass down to the end line, intended for Emily Dunn, but couldn't find her. And now immediate timeout. And that'll give us an opportunity to bring to you yet another promo. And this is from our new athletics director, Terry Toomey.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, Terry. 8-3 the score, fans. 8-3 in favor of the visiting Broncos from Cal Poly Pomona. Stuart Horn and Lady TMI, your DU broadcasters with you tonight. Tonight, the 16th of November, 09. Penguins, Broncos. Broncos in the house. Pomona 1-0. They played their first game last night against the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. And, well, telling it like it is, Pomona smoked them. And Pomona playing very solidly so far. Pomona beat Notre Dame last night by 18. Penguins trailing by 5. 8-3. Early first half action. Radio.dominican.edu. The end of the timeout has come, and we are back underway with DU basketball. Bringing it up now is Rihanna Coulson, the top scorer for Pomona. Coulson, right wing. Coulson flips it outside to Sarah Seminara. Seminara, who's come in, is a 5'9 sophomore. She drives the lane right side, picks up a whistle. And I think it was Seminara. We'll find out who goes to the line. Yes. No, she passed it off to Walton at the last instant, and Walton picked up the penalty. On ball, Walton on the line, 14:35 to go when the clock rolls. A very wide open stance with the left foot way back, right foot on the center line, and toes the line. She cans the first one. 9-3 now as Raquel Gomes prepares to re-enter. Second one is good. Along with Gomes will be Shauna Bryant. When the Penguin substitution works, Taki Takoya has entered the game. So it's Bryant for Wise, Gomes in there for Dunn, Taki, Berlinski, and Bronner are in there for Chambers. Thrown away now on the inbounds. Penguins couldn't even get the ball in. And that looked a little bit sloppy. That was the first throw in by Bryant. Bryant tried to hit Taki Takoy at about midcourt, but she couldn't do it. And it was stripped away. The nice play by Coulson. Coulson now has the ball. She flips it back over to the left side. On the way, Seminara. Three ball, good. Seminara hit from 22. Out on the left wing. Great play there by Seminara. It's nothing but swish. Penguins work the ball up. Penguins are in trouble. They're down by 10 early. Coming up on 14 minutes, fans. Here's Bronner. Bronner, Berlinski. Between the circles. Now she slows things down. Over to Bryant. Bryant drives the lane. Bryant drives baseline right side. On the way, air ball. Tried to... Gomes got wrapped up under the bucket with Coulson. The 5'6 junior is Coulson. And I don't know if they called it a jump ball or if one of them stepped out of bounds. The point is the Broncos get the ball. They're up by 10. Penguins trailing. First half action, fans. Conlin center. Penguins on defense now as Coulson brings it up from our left to right. Broncos attacking that northern hoop. Way across, all alone with numbers. Simon West on the way. This is LaKenya Simon West, a 5'8 junior. She missed a three ball, but somehow the rebound is taken by Megan Ford. Ford, averaging double figures last year, gets in a little squabble under the net, knocks the ball out of bounds, but it came out of bounds off of Bryant. Penguins will be on defense right under the hoop. Simon West brings it in for Pomona. It's tapped back out now by Bryant. 1 second rolls off the clock. 13:31 to go. It's 13-3, fans. So Pomona's got it. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. They waste three, but they get it there. Top of the key now. Drifting right side, Coulson. Now she slowly moves to her left, right to the center of the top of the key. Now driving baseline left side there. Great play by Walton. Stefisha Walton just drives in against Gomes, and one of the Penguins hit the deck, and that is Raquel Gomes. And she's still down. And Jesse Maz is thinking about going in. Jesse Maz is the head trainer here at DU.
Touch pad.
Got to keep that screen fresh. Here we go, Stefisha Walton now. We'll go to the line after bashing into Gomes. Gomes popped back up. She's okay. Gomes wears 32. That's O.J. Simpson's old number. Although Gomes is bending over in pain. I hope she's okay. The first free throw is missed. And Walton lets out a little squeal of disbelief. So Gomes is going to head back to the bench now, and rightfully so, in her place Wise. Gomes and Wise usually platoon a little bit. Gomes got nailed the midsection. Keep an eye on her. She's going over there for a visit with Jesse. Gomes is usually pretty tough. Second one is missed, so Walton misses them both. 13-3 still. Gomes, what do you think there, TMI? Is she okay?
She's in really, really great pain there. She's still rocking back and forth, and Jesse's trying to calm her down. It might be a little more serious than we think it is, but she's out of the game and trying to get a hold of her pain there.
All right, I hope she's okay. We'll keep an eye on Raquel Gomes. I'll send TMI down there to get an update. 13-16 to go. The Penguins trail by 10. Berlinski's got it on the inbounds after Wise found her in the backcourt. Here's Flatten right side. Oh, no. Flatten on the way for three. Flatten hits from 27. Way out on the right wing. Flatten nails the big bomb. 13-6. The Penguins aren't going to want to have to rest on those kinds of shots, though. Boy, oh, boy. If they have to rely on 27-footers out of Flatten, and it was more like 24, 25, it was still heaving it, and it was nothing but swish. But they don't want to have to rely on that all night. They're not going to have to drive something down low. True, they don't want to keep matching baskets. Here's a three ball in response by Sarah Seminero, the 5'9 sophomore out of Sonoma. She buries a tray ball, and it's 10 points again. So following up Flatten's big bomb, Seminero cans it from the right side, three-point land. Foul is called now against Shauna Bryan, a big push. Check it, that's against Porter, also wears number 44. I thought it was on Bryant, obviously, that's why I mentioned it. Bryant wears 44 and Porter wears 44, so I knew it was A44. Here's a three ball by Berlinski. This one goes off from about the same place that Flatten let it fly, but it doesn't go. And again, the Penguins are not going to want to rely on the long ball. They're going to want to rely on something a little more fundamentally sound. The Penguins get it, though, luckily. Here's Berlinski on the right wing after missing the three ball. Out there in the corner is Bronner. She goes Taki on the left elbow. Taki drives in right side. And there's a little fundamental layup out of Taki to Coy. 16-8. DU's trailing, but they're creeping back. Coming up on 12 minutes, fans. Bringing it up now very slowly and methodically is Coulson. She goes over to the right side. Seminero, who just hit the big three, drifts back into the key after passing it back off down low to Coulson. Coulson drifts up to the right elbow. She heaves it across the court. She finds Seminero. Seminero goes down low. Air ball, but it's picked up in the air by Coulson. And a whistle. No, there was a whistle, but it was an offensive foul called against LaKenya Simon-West. The Penguins will get it on their end on the long side. Penguins will bring it up. There's no backcourt pressure. 16-8 in favor of Cal Poly. Broncos in the house. We've got it worldwide. NC2A basketball. Penguin style. Radio.dominican.edu. Here's Bronner now. Bronner gets her own rebound after she nailed a short one. Came right back at her. Wise has it. Gets it back off to Flatten. Low bounce pass left side. Berlinski drives in and a whistle. And Berlinski slammed into LaKenya Simon West. The 5'8 junior is West. Simon West held her ground and picked up the foul. Up on her feet was Brianna Chambers, pounding her feet. Chambers didn't like it. Chambers has on the long coat and the cobalt blue button-down top, 16-8. Chambers looking good, but she is very, very miffed right now about that last call. So the Penguins with an unforced turnover. Beard's got it. Check it. That's not Beard. That's Ebony White. She brings it up, and she passed it off right side. Off-ball penalty is called. And that's called on LaKenya Simon West, the 5'8 junior. So she's getting a lot of air time, if not a lot of points, 16-8. Penguins on the unforced turnover. 11:15 to go, fans. Penguins bringing it up now on offense. Bringing it across the circles is Berlinski. Right side, Takoy with a foot fake. Sets up the screen now. She passes it back off to Bronner. Top of the key. Right between the circles is wide. She goes left side to Flatten. Flatten backs up on it. Oh, Flatten went between the legs. She had beat her guy. Uh-oh, now here comes Taki from the right edge. Off the glass. Takoy for two. 16-10. How about that, TMI?
That was brilliant. She just flew in there like a bird and just dunked that baby.
That was a great play. She did fly in like a bird. Well said. Painting word pictures is my partner, TMI. Here is Flatten with the steal after it went right through the fingertips of Walton. Here's Flatten. She brings it up. She's got Coulson running up her back. She manages to get it off left side to Kimi Nakamura, who has entered the game for the Penguins. Nakamura drives in left side and cans it loose. Penguins on the way back. 16-12 TMI. This is exciting.
This is very exciting. The Penguins are really picking it up from when they originally started. They mean business now.
Well said, radio.dominican.edu. And how about a word from our head trainer, Jesse Mazza?
Head athletic trainer, Jesse Mazza, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, 10:24 to go. 16-12, Penguin basketball on the air from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. All right, that's the end of the timeout. We're back underway. And if before the end of the game we get any updates on that game over at USF between the Dons and the Penguin men, we'll bring those to you. That's not scheduled to tip off for a while, though. So it's unlikely that these games will overlap. However, if they do, we'll have the updates for you live. 16-12, we're back underway as the clock rolls, coming up on 10 minutes exactly. Coulson's got it. She drives baseline against Taki Takoy. I thought she stepped out, but Takoy picks up Takoy picks up the penalty. Hand check. Subs coming in. And re-entering is Megan Ford. And for the first time tonight, Georgiana Oniemem. Oniemem is a 5'8 sophomore out of San Leandro. Another East Bay product. And before Pomona could get the ball inbounds, foul is called on Stephisha Walton for an off-ball hand check. 16-12, DU's got it. 10 minutes exactly, fans. One quarter behind us. Three to go. Here's Takoy with a good foot fake. Three ball on the way, Takoy. Ooh, in and out and back in. Taki Takoy brings the Penguins within one, 16-15. Penguins are on a gigantic run now, TMI. This is great. Bringing it up now is Ebony White. The point guard, she passes it off to Oniemem. On the way, three ball. Answered. Ebony White, right side, 19-15. Penguins trailing by four now. That's a lot better than 10. It was 10 for quite a while in the first half, or in the first quarter, I should say. Oh, no, and a screen set by Taki Takoy ends up tripping up Ebony White. Ebony White flew right over, and they call the foul against Taki with a big push, and immediate timeout is now called. TMI, how about a little analysis from you, from the perspective of a student, not necessarily a basketball aficionado, but somebody who's here, a Penguin fan, and just to talk about your feelings of the game.
I think that things are really close. They are neck and neck. We're challenging the Broncos, and they're challenging us back. So it's interesting how one team steps up to the point, and the other team just says, you know what, we're going to take it back again. So this will be interesting to see how it all plays out in the end.
She is TMI. I'm Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. And I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
All right, thank you very much, Coach Tavani. Tavani and the guys are over at USF tonight, taking on the Dons in the Dons' house. Pretty rough place to go play, especially considering the Dons are Division I NC2A. Penguins this year, our first year in the NC2A, Division II. So that in itself is very exciting, taking on the more experienced Broncos, also Division II NC2A team. 19-15, 9:25 to go when play resumes. Referee's talking to Brianna Chambers. Back out on the floor. Bronner, Flatten, Takoy, Nakamura, And I'm missing one. And Wise. There we go. Got them all. Tokoi nails the first one. Penguins down by three, 19-16. Scott Davis has not sat down yet. And I doubt that we'll see him sit. One of the most competitive guys I've ever met in my life. The second one is good. Davis is an ex-coach here for the Penguins. Took him all the way to the championship in 03. And a great guy. One of the tough competitor and a good dude off the court. Here we go, fans, back as the clock rolls. And walking with it is Megan Ford. Ford for the Broncos. Had a chance on the left edge, but she hopped around with it. You can't do that, TMI. 19-17. Penguins trailing, but creeping back. Penguins looming in a huge way. Tammy Bronner now brings it up. Left side, she gets it off to Kimi Nakamura, the 5'6 freshman out of Sacto. Over on the right side. And thinking three ball is flattened, but Flatten's always thinking three ball. Wise on the way, Trey. Yo, boy, oh boy. That rattled out, and it comes down, taken down by Walton, the 5'11 senior. Walton's out of Vallejo. She passes it off the point guard. That's Ebony White. White goes left side, back off to Oni Emem. Oni Emem drops a deuce and has an opportunity for the three-point play. She drew the whistle. The foul is called against Taki Tokoi. And Tokoi gets yanked because that's just too many. That's only the second called on Tokoi. But Chambers is going to need her down the stretch, so she doesn't want anything nutty to happen with Tokoi. Michaela Baskerville is coming her place. Baskerville, a 5'6 senior out of Alameda. And the free throw is missed. Michaela with a rebound. Passes it off to Nakamura. Nakamura out of Sacramento came out of Kennedy High School, 21-17. On the right side now is Wise in the corner, right in front of the grandstands, literally within 3 feet of the grandstands. Wise bounces it around, goes top of the key. Nakamura's got it. Left side, Bronner. Now back over to Baskerville. Three ball on the way. Uh-oh. Penguins are heaving those three balls up all over the place. Loose ball. It's rolling all over the place, and somebody wants a timeout. And I don't know who got it. Scott Davis got it. And Brianna Chambers wanted it. But it was a loose ball, and everybody dove on it. There was a big scrum under the hoop. Kind of like a fumble in football. And the Penguins don't get it on the possession arrow. No, on the timeout. It goes to Scott Davis and the Lady Broncos. How about one more of our tremendous new promos?
Hi there. This is Alistair Flack from the men's basketball team speaking on radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, the radio home of the Penguins. It's radio.dominican.edu, 8:05 to go, 21-17. Scoring drought of sorts for the last 30 seconds. Not much doing. Penguins back on defense. With the ball is Oni Emem. She kicks off right side to Ford. Ford now back to the left side. Colson, top of the key, back over. Oni Emem on the way. No, she thought about it. Back to Walton. Working the outside of the wheel. 13 on the shot clock. They heave it all the way across the court to Rosalind Beard, the 5'7 sophomore. Beard, low bounce pass. Ooh, and goes into the Penguin cheerleaders. And it came out of bounds off of Shelly Claremanko, who has entered the game. Claremanko, the 5'10 senior. She's a San Rafael girl. Inbounds Broncos right under the hoop. Oh, thinking about it. Was Oni Emem, 5 on the shot clock. Oh, it bounces off and taken down by Bronner. Oh, great rebound there by Tammy. She brings it up left side. On the way, flat and 3 ball. Missed it way right. Shelly's got it. Turnaround jumper. Softly. Claremanko for two. 21-19, 7:22 to go. Left side, Walton. Thinking about it, Walton wants to drive in on the baseline. Instead, she hands it off to Megan Ford, who softly dumps it in with an easy layup left side. 23-19, Penguins trailing. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Bronner's got it. Penguins coaches demanding that they keep it moving. Left side, here's Flatten. Flatten just heaves it up there, flailing it up there. Left side, left-handed. Well, I don't know what she was doing. She could have burned a lot more of the clock and set up a play there. Penguins are just a tiny bit desperate. 23-19, inside of seven, well inside of it. Penguins get it on the rebound, and now a double dribble has been called on Bronner. Bronner brought it up, spooned it. Flatten's going to take a breather. Berlinski in her place. TMI?
I think, again, this neck and neck. I mean, no one is letting up, and they're all fighting. And so the stretch is continuing to stretch even further.
All right. Kelsey Janish gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Oni MM's got it. She kicks out. Left side. Three ball on the way. Very short. Taken down by Oni MM. But into the hands of Bronner. It's one-on-one. Penguins now are going to slow things down as it goes three-on-one very quickly. Oh, reaching in, but not getting it. Berlinski, long two ball inside the circle. But she only had 1 foot on the line. Boy, that was almost a three-ball TMI, 23-21. Penguins, though, right there, coming up on 6 minutes, fans, in the first half, just one game tonight. This is it, as the Penguin men are on the road tonight. Drifting to the center of the key is Coulson. She kicks back outside. Stefina Walton on the way. Walton nails a three-ball, 5:57 to go. And the Penguins trail by five now. Penguins have committed 7 fouls in the first half, while the Broncos have committed 8. Pretty even on the aggressive front. And now left side Baskerville, kick out, thinking about it. Nakamura wants to go three, but she won't do it. Back over to Michaela on the left wing. Back to the top of the key now. Berlinski picks up a screen from Shelley on the way. Two ball. Oh, Nakamura a little bit deep. And a jump ball is called. They do call it a jump ball, and they're going to give it back to the Broncos now by the possession arrow. Janish getting ready to come in. The 5A junior out of Novato is Janish. And she does come in. Also for the Broncos is Sarah Seminero. Seminero, the 5'9 sophomore, re-enters. Penguins are going to get the ball? Huh. I'm not sure why they gave it to the Penguins. The arrow goes the way of the Broncos. Penguins will take it. Inbounds now, stolen away, and a whistle. Penguins will get it again. 5.5 to go when the clock resumes. 26-21. Chambers very vocal tonight. Chambers is really barking out the orders at the ladies. If she wants the Penguins to hang tough, she's going to need to keep yelling at them. Keep things straight. Inbounds, Penguins throw it away. Not good. That's a second unforced inbound turnover the Penguins have caused tonight. Oh, man. Air ball on an easy layup by Coulson. Coulson had a perfect look at it. Left side TMI, and she let it go way too late. It never came anywhere near the hoop, and a foul is called on 24. Megan Ford, that's going to send Tammy Bronner to the line, the 5'6 freshman. Bronner to the line now. Bronner's got on the black runners with the Penguin gold stripes. She's got her right foot on the line, open stance, cans the first one, nothing but swish. 26-22, 5:22 in the clock rolls. See what she's got. If she can nail another one, it'll be huge. This one rattles in, rolls around, 360, good. 26-23, clock rolls, 5:20. Pomona brings it up right side now. Here's Coulson. She flips it indoors to Oniem and back outside. Now left wing is Walton. Walton's got Nakamura all over. Nakamura playing some massive defense. Outside three ball. On the way, Seminero, deep, no. Janish got a hand on it, and it goes out, and they're going to give it to the Penguins, and rightfully so. Janish had it, but climbing up over her back was Nicolette Brown, a 6'2" sophomore out of Long Beach. Brown comes into the game and immediately climbed up over her back, although she was not given the foul. The foul is called on Rihanna Coulson, her second. The 10th team foul puts the Penguins in the double bonus. Janish on the way. Janish missed it right. Penguins are going to need all of those TMI if they hope to compete tonight. Penguins trail by 3 as Shelly Clermanco out of the game, wise in her place. Between shots. Here comes Janish now, 22 on the line. Footwork was off there. Janish had the happy feet going as she let the ball go, which ends up moving the head. The eyes move, and you can't stay focused on the target, and as a consequence, she missed it. So Brown's got it now down low. Brown's all alone, and Brown doesn't know what to do. The Broncos have got two ladies in the left corner, but Brown works her way in. She hands it off to Walton. Walton back to Brown. Brown drifts in, and Brown picks up the deuce from the left side. 28-23, it was poor communication. They scored anyway. Now Brown gets a rebound. She misses a shot on goal. Brown back up with it, and finally, third shot on goal, and she knocks it down, 30-23. All of a sudden, after the Penguins gave away another one, the Penguins are in jail. Here's Janish. She goes 360. Janish now lifted the pivot foot, but no penalty called. Here is Bronner. Bronner too much. Bronner spun around as she drove the lane. And the high dribble took too many steps with a big, high, looping dribble. 30-23, 4:10 to go. 25, let's see, that was called against Colson on the last penalty, but Bronner was called for the travel. 30-23 is the timeout. That's a media timeout. With 4:10 to go, TMI, things are back and forth.
They are. It's really exciting. There's a lot of aggression on both teams going on, which makes it very, very exciting to watch. Who knows what will happen next? We've already got one player down on our side. Let's see if they can match us on their side.
Yeah, we haven't gotten the word on Raquel Gomes yet from Jesse Mazza, but Gomes is up with the rest of the team as coach is there with the dry erase board calling out the orders for the final 4 minutes of the first half. Gomes looks to be okay. And I think we have time for a quick promo, courtesy of Lachelle Rulin.
Hi, this is Lachelle Rulin from the women's volleyball team at DU. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
And also from the volleyball team is Lady TMI. She's off to my right, helping me out tonight in the absence of my normal, lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson. Josh is off traveling with the men's team tonight over at USF. So Josh will be back for our next broadcast. Our next broadcast coming up in just a couple of days as the Penguins welcome in Pacific Union College. Penguin women, Pacific Union, 6 o'clock. And apparently, a technical was called as standing on the line is Rosalind Beard. And Beard makes the second of two.
Hey, B, was that a technical? On who? Anybody in particular? Okay.
Technical's called on the Dominican bench. That's not something we will see very often. So they Scott Davis chose Beard to fire the two shots, and she made one. So here's Brown down low. She kicks out right side. Back to Beard. In the middle, Walton. Walton to Brown. Brown with the shot off. She can't get it to go. Brown gets caught up with Wise. Wise sticks a hand in there and picks up a whistle against Brown. And the foul is called against Wise. Melissa Wise, a 5'10 freshman out of Novato. And boy, is she tough. Brown will go to the line. 31-23. Keep an eye on her, TMI. She is one tough freshman Penguin. Been doing a great job for Brianna Chambers. I love Wise's game. I love how tough she can be, and shooting-wise, she can be very delicate when she needs to be. The first free throw thrown up there by Nicolette Brown, the 6'2" sophomore, is deep and does not fall. 31-23, 3:51 when the clock goes. Here's Brown for the second. She misses this one. Taken down on the rebound by Kelsey Janish. Janish now stutter steps. Now she brings it up right side. Bronner drives the lane. Bronner, left side. Very short, too much glass. Seminero with the rebound. She passes it off to Beard. Beard slowly brings it up. She heaves it left side to Walton. Walton doesn't have a place to put it. She throws it all the way across the court. Beard now. Walton back down low in the corner west. Walton gets it, takes it herself. Right side. Three ball. On the way. Long range. Seminero. Three ball. Ooh, that hurts. 34-23. And the Broncos are starting to create a little bit of daylight, TMI. Now the Penguins bring the ball up on the right side. Berlinski looking for Flatten in the right corner and throws it away. The Penguins are not playing their A game. They're not playing poorly. But the Broncos just have them out of sync a little bit. And that's a mark of a good team who can come into your house and throw you off your rhythm a tiny bit. Brown now exits the game in her place. Rachel Porter re-enters. Porter out of Cerritos, California. A 6-foot freshman. We'll keep an eye on her. 34-23, coming up on 3 minutes in the first half. Drifting in is Bryant. Bryant kicks it back outside. Now Janish, 8 on the shot clock and a whistle. As Janish drove the lane from the right elbow and then picked up the whistle. Baskerville comes in after the whistle in place of Kelsey. And Nakamura will re-enter the game in place of Tammy Bronner. Nakamura, 5'6" freshman. Out of sack, though. Back underway, fans. Beard's got it. She goes down low to Brown. Brown right under the bucket. Hits the bottom of the bucket on the way up. So Brown can have her way down low. Her shooting acumen needs a little polish. She has been scoring, though, for Scott Davis. Here's a 360 spinner by Flatten. Oh, TMI, was that some athletic footwork or what? 2.5 to go. 34-25, right side. From the right side, thinking about it. No, they head fake. Simon West takes it herself. Simon West, softly, left edge, good. 36-25, 11-point lead for the Broncos. Broncos out of Cal Poly Pomona. Playing pretty solidly. Three ball now, goes off by Berlinski. Missed it way right. Good distance, direction, needed work. Left side, no look. Flings it up, Simon West. Three ball, good. Oh, brother. 39-25, fans. The Penguins are all of a sudden losing ground fast, TMI. Penguins really need to kick it in gear here. And while it was, Penguins had worked it from a 10-point game all the way to a 2-point game, now it's back out 39-25, the largest margin of the night, and we're inside of 2 minutes.
Yes, I see a lot of aggression happening, but not necessarily on our side. We're kind of letting down a bit. We had some nice shots in there, but we're lacking consistency. Yeah. That's really what we need.
All right. You know what? You're doing a pretty good job on the color commentary for a volleyball player who doesn't really follow much basketball. But you're noticing those little things and the consistency. Well, one might say it's not a little thing. One might say that consistency is a huge thing. On the inbounds now, Michaela Baskerville cannot get the ball in. She intended to hit Berlinski by the mid-court line, but she didn't. It was thrown away. Now the rebound is taken by Baskerville, and they're going to give it back to the Penguins. Baskerville hauled it in. Rachel Porter came running in and tapped it out. Now again with the full court pressure. And the Penguins are really having trouble getting it in, and they get it into Shauna. Somehow Bryant works it. Now the Penguins bring it up. Baskerville goes left side. Baskerville kick off. Right side, Berlinski on the way. Drifting, long two ball. 39-27 DU. Trailing. 1.5 to go. Broncos on top. 39-27. Penguins are going to have to... I don't know what the Penguins are going to have to do, to tell you the truth. I want to tell them to quit shooting the big threes because it just seems like they're not making enough. Not a percentage shot. However, they can't keep matching baskets, so what they need are some stops. Left side, on the way, soft drifter, hits the side of the backboard, out, miss, second shot on goal after the rebound, put back up by Pomona, no. Penguins bring it in after two shots on goal, one of them hit the side of the backboard. 39-27, we're inside of 1 minute in the first half. Michaela, three ball, on the way, Baskerville hits a three ball, 39-30. 45 seconds to go, fans. TMI and I will be back with the halftime extravaganza. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters. 40 seconds to go. Backcourt penalty? No. As the loose ball got back there, Beard was able to save it. Beard, top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Kick out left side. 6 on the shot. On the way. 3 ball. Oh, brother. LaKenya Simon West buries a tray ball with 20 seconds to go. Penguins are going to get one more off 42-30. Berlinski to bring it up, and the Penguins would love to go to the clubhouse. Canning one more before the end of the half. Set up a screen from Baskerville. Berlinski tries to find Baskerville, putting it back, throws it right into the hands of Walton. 3-2, three ball on the way. Simon West, cans a three, half over, fans. End of the half. Oh, what a terrible turnaround for the D's. The Penguins had it with 20 seconds to go. TMI, they wanted to get that last shot off, and instead they threw it away. Simon West came down and answered. That was the one thing the Penguins didn't want to see have happen.
That
and that's exactly what happened.
Shot.
Pardon me?
That was a pretty depressing shot. He just kind of handed it right over to him.
It was pretty nice footwork there by Simon West, who hit two gigantic three balls late in the period. So TMI and I will be back in about 10 minutes with the stats, our halftime extravaganza, 10 minutes from now. Please join us then. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, just a couple of minutes to go. TMI will bring you, and I will bring you, the halftime extravaganza. And here are the stats from the first half for the visiting Cal Poly Pomona Broncos. field goal percentage in the first half, 55%. But here's the one that's really astounding. The three balls, 80%. Holy mackerel. Free throws, just under 50. But it's that three ball number that's really astounding. Stephisha Walton was 1-for-2 indoors. Perfect 1-1 outside. She was 2-for-4 from the line, and she had total of 2 rebounds. Also worthy of mention, Megan Ford, 2-for-3 from the field, 3 rebounds. LaKenya Simon-West, 4-for-6 from the floor, 3-for-4 outside. And she hauled one in. Rihanna Coulson, 1-for-5, but stirred things up quite a bit. She was 2-for-2 from the line. For the Penguins, Flatten was 2-for-5 inside, 1-for-2 outdoors, 1-for-2 from the line with 2 rebounds. Baskerville, 1-for-2 inside, 1-for-2 outside with only 1 rebound. Tammy Bronner, 0-for-2 from the floor, missed a 3 ball, 2-for-2 from the free throw line with 3 rebounds. Melissa Wise, 1-for-4 inside, 0-for-1 outside, 2 rebounds. Kimi Nakamura, 1-for-3 from the field, 2 rebounds. And Shelly Klermenko is 1-for-1 with a rebound, while Kylie Berlinski, 2-for-3 from the floor. And Kimi Nakamura, 1-for-3 from the floor with 2 rebounds. The Penguins shot 45% against the Broncos, 55%. But the three-point field goals, 80% Broncos, 43% Penguins. Wow, what a differential there. The free throws for the Broncos, 45.5, and the Penguins, 71.4. It's that three-point three-ball number that's just hanging out. I can't get over that one. Holy mackerel. That's a toughie. All right, fans. Halftime score, 45-30. It's about 10 seconds to go until we get to the second half. Stuart Horn and Lady TMI with you. Your DU broadcasters for tonight's event, which is Lady Penguin Basketball NC2A. Division II Penguin style. On the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Both teams now head out onto the floor for the Penguins. It'll be Gomes, it'll be Flatten, it'll be Baskerville, Bronner, and Wise. For the Broncos, it'll be Coulson, it'll be White, Beard, Walton, and Ford. Same starters in the first half as Scott Davis sent out right here in the second half. 15 points. The Penguins need to make up a lot of room. Let's see if they can do it, fans. Penguins were within 2 there a minute ago, TMI. They worked their way back. They were 10 down. Then it was only 2. But now it's 15. Penguins got a long road to hoe. See if they can do it. If anybody can do it, it's Brianna Chambers and the ladies. We're holding out hope up here in the broadcasting area at DU. We're back underway now, fans. Ball's in play. Gomes has got it. Gomes on the right side. She drives from the left elbow. Gomes got hurt in the first half. Heaves one up there. Gomes didn't take much time. Missed it right. Beard with the rebound. Taking it down is Coulson. She goes right side, over to the left. Walton. Walton, one bounce pass. Down low. Turnaround. Buckling jumper. Megan Ford. Good for 2. 47-30. 19 and a half to go in the second half, fans. Down low. To Gomes. Gomes heaves it up again, hits the bottom of the hoop. Gomes kind of slow getting back. Gomes got hurt. She's wearing the black street socks halfway up the calf. Gomes now looks up at the ceiling after running down a full tilt to the other end. Penguins now attacking the northern hoop in this half, off to our right. Penguins moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard, from our left to right, right here in the broadcasting area at DU. 18:56 to go. The clock rolls. Flatten's got it. Flatten on the way. Bucket. Oh, bucket is waved off. Flatten. And a foul is called on Rayana Colson before the ball was let go by Flatten. A hand check. Flatten would have preferred the two ball. And going up with it is Gomes. Gomes has it blocked away by Rosalind Beard. Beard, a 5'7 sophomore out of SF, got a hand in there, broke up the play. Out of bounds off the DUs. 47-30, 18:50 to go. TMI.
Oh, this is good. This is very, very good. We have a lot of the girls coming back strong, but it's still they need to improve on their consistency. There's a lot of hustle, but there's almost like a lack. Like, it's just, they didn't come out as strong as they had initially. So hopefully they can keep it up and just keep it going.
360 spin move by Sophia Stefisha Walton. Goes out of bounds. The Penguins pick it up. TMI and her maiden voyage of color commentary, basketball style, doing a great job. Now down low is Gomes. Gomes runs in from the left baseline. Gomes tries to find Baskerville indoors at the top part of the key. But a foul. The foul is called against Rayana Colson. That's her third. Boy, if the Penguins could get rid of Colson, if she could foul out, that would do the Penguins a lot of good. The Penguins really need some help right now. They're down by 17. Now the Penguins on defense, working it down there. Two ball, hurled up by Colson. Good. Now it's 19-49-30. Same group of Broncos got past the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore, last night by 18. Now the soft jumper from 8 feet is Wise. Melissa Wise is a 5'10 freshman out of Novato. She cans it. 49-32. Now left corner. Now down low. Tapping it out of bounds is Raquel Gomes. Gomes with some good defense. Climbed right over the top of the back of Megan Ford. Megan Ford can't hold on to it. Gomes sends it flying. Gomes now gets yanked. Gomes got hurt in the first half. So Brianna Chambers is going to be careful with it. She brings in Shauna Bryant to place. On the low end, quick up and in. Walton doesn't get the bucket, but does pick up the whistle. Kylie Berlinski getting ready to re-enter the game. Stefisha Walton, the 5'11 senior from Vallejo, will go to the line. In the backcourt is Alicia Flatt. She's back there with Megan Ford. On the line is Walton. Walton with a majestic arc. Gets a horseshoe right back at her. Bronner gets yanked. Berlinski in her place. Not in her face, TMI, in her place. I almost said in her face. In fact, I think I did say in her face. Or I was darn close to it. But in fact, it was in her place. Stefisha Walton cans the second one. 50-32. Penguins trailing inside of 18 minutes. Bringing it up now behind her back goes Baskerville. Ooh, Baskerville almost had to get away from her. Now Berlinski between the circles. Berlinski drifts over to the right. Sets up a screen. Takes a screen by Flatten. Wise now, top of the key. Goes to Baskerville softly. Over to Flatten in the right corner. On the way, three ball Flatten. Missed it left. Wise tips it out into the Penguin cheerleaders. And the Broncos have forced the issue to the extent that the Penguins have almost no choice but to run down and fire the three. And TMI, that is a very low percentage shot if you're going to rely on it all night long. The Penguins ended up relying on it in the back half of the first half. And as a consequence, the Penguins trailed at the end of the first period by 15 points. Since then, it's gotten worse. It's 18-50-32. Oh, Flatten with a steal. Flatten with a nice low dribble. Brings it up. She goes left side, Michaela. One bounce pass, Berlinski. Michaela out on the left wing. She's got trouble. She goes left. She goes right. She flips it back to Berlinski. Here's Wise on the right elbow. She thinks about it. Fakes left. Drifts right. Off the glass. Not enough glass. Rebound, Megan Ford. Ford flips it off to her guy. That's Colson left side. Colson goes coast to coast. Colson drives the lane. Good. 20-point game, 16.5. Whistle called by Brianna Chambers. Chambers has got the sour puss. She is so unhappy right now with the team. The Penguins trailing by 20? Are you kidding me? The Penguins were within two halfway through the first period, and now it's 20. Ouch. That's painful. We have a media timeout, so let's go now to Coach Brett Tavani for our next Penguin promo.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani, and I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
That's nice to know that the coach listens to the official radio station here at DUTMI. Your first basketball game, first ladies basketball game. You're the freshman broadcasting sensation. Hey, your show is when?
It is on Mondays, 5 to 6, Heads or Tails.
Heads or Tails, the debate show, right? You guys hit soft, debatable topics, an hour long you guys go at it. I've heard the show. It's quite entertaining.
Good, good. I'm glad it reaches the wide range of audiences.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You are getting a huge audience. In fact, I was looking at the numbers the other day. And your numbers are going up all the time. Of course, you started late, but now you've caught up with a lot of the other shows. So check it out, ladies and gentlemen, 5 to 6, Monday afternoons, Heads or Tails, with my lovable sidekick, Lady TMI. We're back underway now, fans. My sidekick for tonight, anyway, 16 and a half. Maybe you'll stick with sports radio. Who knows? Here's Taki Takoi, who's re-entered the game. Takoi drives baseline. Takoi gets her own rebound after the massive rejection. Takoi heaves it back up right side. Good! 52-34, Takoi. Good play there by Taki, huh, TMI?
That was brilliant.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
She cleaned up her own mess.
Very well said. All right, fans. Ford's got it for the Broncos. Ford backs in. Ford, at 6'1", is bigger than any DU on the floor. And she's got any of the DUs by about 15 pounds. Ford is a real threat out there. And driving in is Flatten. Flatten goes left side. Comes off of the rim. Goes left. Taken back down by Seminero, who's re-entered. Left side. 15 and a half to go. Off the bottom of the bucket goes LaKenya Simon-West, a 5A junior out of La Mesa. No whistle. 54-34. Broncos. Davis has the sport coat off. Davis is heating up. So are the Broncos. 15 and a half. Right side. Goes out of the hands off of Baskerville. Forcing the issue was the LaKenya Simon West. Right in front of Coach Chambers. The ball goes into the Penguin bench. Penguins trail by 20, but apparently was out off of West. No. Flatten leaves the floor. Flatten got hurt up in Sacramento. A scratched eye and a concussion. And she was questionable at the start of the game tonight. And Flatten was wincing there. She didn't look like she was too comfortable. Penguins are going to need Flatten if they stand any chance tonight. Coming up on 15 minutes, fans. Back down low, Ford. Ford turnaround jumper. Ford finds the hoop. Ford is on fire all of a sudden. Penguins trail by 22. 15 minutes exactly, Berlinski. Berlinski now brings it across the insignia in the middle of the house. Good hand work there. Berlinski goes right hand, left handed dribble. Now back to the right, Shauna. Shauna picks it up. The shot on goal, but Shauna walked with it. Penguins trail by 22. Back into the game is Emily Dunn, the 5'11 freshman. Timeout. Penguin Radio on the air, broadcasting worldwide. This gives us a little chance for another one of our new promos, TMI. We've got promos coming from every direction, and let's see if I can find something good here. I know that I have one from Flatten, and here it is.
Hey, this is Alicia Flatten from the women's basketball team at Dominican. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, did you hear the phone ringing?
Nope.
What is that?
Oh, you hear something?
I don't know if that's coming from outside here or not. Oh, it's part of the song.
Oh, jeez. Have you not heard Usher before?
It was freaking me out. Well, I didn't know what song was. Yeah, they've been playing this song for about 3 years in all these basketball games. I just never noticed the phone in there. All right, fans. 56-34, TMI and I are having a great time here at the Conlin Center. We're back underway as Oni Yemen has re-entered the game, the 5'8 sophomore out of San Leandro. So while she's from the East Bay, she plays for Scott Davis and the Broncos. She's got it, top of the key. She drives into the paint. Kick out, left side. Ford on the way. Ford missed it. and a rebound by Walton and a whistle. Scott Davis is yelling at the referee, as you might imagine. 56-34, 14-30. Davis, when he was here as a head coach of the ladies' team at Dominican, yelled at the refs incessantly. And I see that nothing has changed for the good old coach. And they get it right under the hoop. They work it indoors very quickly to Ford. One bounce, Ford up with it, 58-34. And the Broncos are really starting to pour it on. Long-range three-ball, Kimi Nakamura, left edge, good. 58-37 right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. So that got the crowd a little bit juiced, but mostly it's Bronco fans who are having all the fun tonight as Ford bashes into little old Taki Takoi. The foul is not called against Ford. That was off ball. It's called against Rayana Colson, and that's her third. Check it. It was called against Ford because I was going to say, I know that Colson had three a minute ago. That would have been her fourth. Ooh, off ball, and Nakamura hits the deck as she was inadvertently tripped by Ford. Here is Baskerville, goes top of the key to Nakamura. Done thinking about it. Foot fake, no. Now goes left. Baskerville takes the screen from Ford, almost throws it away. Taki's got it. 13:47 on the shot. Six, five, driving in, four, on the way. Baskerville, three ball, missed it. Hauled in now by Walton. Penguins ran out of time there. At least they used the clock. At least they set up the play and didn't rush it. Penguins trail by 21, though. 13:25 to go in this contest, fans. Second half action. Conlon Center. Here's Oniema. She goes top of the key. Now they get it down low to Ford, muffed it out of bounds. There was 10 seconds on the shot clock, but Ford muffed it looking up on it. 58-37. Scott Davis wants to know something about what call it was. Back out is Michaela Baskerville. Baskerville's got the left knee all taped up, although I don't think that has anything to do with the reason she's pulled. Flattens back in there, wipes off the bottom of the runners. 13:13 to go. 58-37. Berlinski sets up the screen, takes a screen from Dunn, outside, on the way, flattened, three ball, it finds the bottom. 58-40, fans. Penguins coming back. They got within two after one quarter of play, but then it was downhill from there. Now throwing it away, the Broncos. Broncos' LaKenya Simon West, TMI, a 5'8" junior out of La Mesa, was looking for somebody, and she ended up throwing it into the Bronco bench. There were no Broncos anywhere near it, at least none of those that are playing on the court. There were plenty of them on the bench. 58-40, 12:40 to go. Berlinski goes right, goes left, goes back to the right, and then flips it off to Flatten. Flatten's being guarded very closely by Seminero. Flatten drives in right side, and a charging foul is called. Check it. That was a drifting block on Oniema. And Oniema, I think, got picked up, and Scott Davis is screaming at the referee. He thought the player had come set.
Who's that on?
It is on Oniema. And the first one by Flatten doesn't go. Flatten back to the line now, 58-40. Oniema, that's her first. Second one by Flatten's good. So you may remember earlier in the game, TMI, Flatten did the same thing where she missed the first one and the second one is perfect. 58-41. Walton's got it. Top of the key, she goes left side. Back over to West. West now. West throws it away. Ford actually threw it away into the hands of Flatten. You don't want to throw it to Flatten. Flatten's as good as there is. Flatten on the way. Three ball. Oh, man. Flatten is raining threes. They're just not falling. But put back now. Very nicely by Nakamura. Kimi finds the bottom. Timeout, Scott Davis. Penguins are creeping back. 58-43. 12:05 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. TMI, anything from you, miss?
Well, I think that the Penguins are finally getting a little fire under their butt. There's a lot of energy going on, and they're struggling, but they're still trying, which is, you know, the Dominican way. Keep going, never give up. So I hope to see some more of this, but they really need to kick it into gear. They kind of fell behind for a while, so they have some struggling to go, but obviously they're not cutting back any slack.
Stuart Horn and TMI with you, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. From the NC2A, our referees in the house, Danielle Johnson, Skelly Wingard, and Annette Tracy. Those are the three referees keeping this. And I'll tell you what, TMI, it seems to me the referees are letting them play tonight. They're not calling too many tic-tac fouls. seems like they're letting things go. You wouldn't know by Scott Davis the way he's shrieking at him, but that's Davis's style. I'll tell you, he's as intense as they come, and he is one fine coach. So far be it for me to question the way he does his business. That's for sure. I never did when he was here, and I probably never will. Davis knows how to win, and if barking at the referees gets it done, so be it. But I will say the referees letting him go tonight. And now throwing it away is Seminero as we're back underway. But after she threw it away, it's a loose ball. LaKenya Simon-West picks it up, left side of the layup is good. 60-43. Scott Davis is slamming the hands back and forth. Penguins bench pretty quiet tonight. Every once in a while, Brianna Chambers will get up and shriek something at the team. Some sort of command from the left side. Emily Dunn goes three ball. She can't get it to fall. It's more straight away than it was left. It hit the left side of the hoop. Now Taki got in there, up against Megan Ford. Taki tried to steal it away. Ford ripped it back. Ford's got her by 3 inches. Ford, right-handed layup with a hook shot. Good. 62-43, 11-11 to go. That's four aces. Flatten fakes left with the jumper. Right elbow. Oh, in and out and back in. Flatten cans the deuce. 62-45. Inside of 11 minutes to go, fans. Left side now working it. West. West back and forth. Back to the top. Oniyema. She goes right side. Hits the outside of the wheel. Seminero. Seminero with a foot fake. Back to the top. Oniyema. Now they get it back down low to Ford. Ford. Ford off the glass. Good for two. Boy. Ford in the first half did a pretty good number on the Penguins as she was 2 for 3 indoors, attempted nothing outside, but her numbers in the second half just skyrocketing past that. And in the first half was nothing like it is here. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. Flatten goes down low to Nakamura. Here's Alicia on the way. Three ball outside. Flatten good. 64-48. Flatten's continuing to try. She's continuing to push those threes. I'd say she's firing in the 40% range outside. As long as the Penguins can get plenty of shots, and now a very soft jumper by Stephicia Wilson. Just outside of the free throw line, and she buries another deuce, 66-48. Keeping the Penguins at bay inside of 10. Here is Flatten. She brings it up. Stutter step. Flatten out. Takes the screen around. Done. Flatten's in trouble and has to call the timeout. And Flatten does call the timeout, TMI, and the Penguins are looking a little more solid here. It's just the problem is, from a Penguin perspective, the Broncos are looking very solid themselves, wouldn't you say?
I would. I mean, we are building ourselves up, but so are the Broncos at the same time. So we need to hold the Broncos and keep ourselves building while they're stopped, or else we're never going to get anywhere.
Hey, this is Dominican University's strength and conditioning coach, Dusty Rohde, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey!
All right, thank you, Coach Rohde. Radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California in our 10th year. Be sure to check our website for all of our incredible student programming. Another 3 weeks worth in the semester before we hit the winter break, and then when we come back from winter break in January, we'll start all over with a whole new group of student programming, student shows, but we'll always have students on the air as long as the station is going. That's where we started, and that's how it's been for 10 years. Remember, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. 66-48. Very quickly on the turnaround on the inbound, and the Penguins call another timeout. Only 2 seconds rolled off the clock there, and now Coach Chambers is back with the girls all around her in a semicircle. And the dry erase board. And the dry erase pens. Now she's got the players who are on the floor on the bench in front of her. The rest of the players, TMI, are in a semicircle around her, and she's got the X's and O's going there. 9:38 to go. 66-48. Now you play on the volleyball team. Is this the way Roger does it at a break?
Oh, yeah. He's all about the clipboard. He brings out his permanent marker, or his dry erase marker, really, and he draws out the plays. We do that before the game. We do it during the game, but there are always ideas flying every which way.
Now you play on the volleyball team. From where did you come?
I came from a little town called Laverne, right near Pasadena, Southern California, about an hour right south of L.A.
All right. What high school?
St. Lucie's all-girl private Catholic high school, uniforms and all is what I mean.
All right. Very. That's cool. I don't have a problem with that at all, to tell you the truth. Now, after this is your first year at Dominican, do you see yourself here for all 4 years?
Most definitely. I've already made myself at home, and I don't see myself leaving really ever until I walk away with my degree.
Oh, very, very good. I graduated from DU, and I don't see myself leaving ever, period. I mean, that was almost 10 years ago when I graduated. Somehow I got the fortunate turn in my life to now an adjunct faculty member here and play-by-play guy and working with Melba and Terry Toomey, and oh, it's just great. I love Dominican, too, so I understand why you want to stay. Here we go, fans. We're back underway. If you can't tell, Brianna Chambers in the background is really yelling out the orders as the whistle blows as soon as the ball comes back in bounds. The Penguins, while I was having my little personal discussion there with Lady TMI, the Penguins racked up another one. This one's on Berlinski, her second. To the line now goes Rayana Colson. Colson had just a superb first half, 1 for 5, 2 for 2 from the line. But defensively, Colson was superb. She had so many assists in the first half, somewhere near 11. Here she goes. She misses the first free throw, and she misses this one. And now it's tipped out, and somehow the Penguins get it. Chasing it down on the loose ball is Raquel Gomes, and it goes out of bounds off of Gomes' fingertips. 68-48, the Penguins trail. We're inside of 9 minutes, fans. So it's going to be Bronco ball. Broncos have 5 seconds. Oh, boy, they used four of them, but they finally managed to get it in. Good job there by Rosalind Beard to get the ball in from the western side. She works it down low. Now back outside. Here's Brown, who's re-entered the game. Brown is in place of Megan Ford. Brown, who had a decent first half, she fills up the middle beautifully. And Brown is a great player to have down low. Her shooting needs a little work. Tipped out now by Michaela Baskerville into the Penguin bench as Shelly Clermanco gets ready to re-enter the game. I think she'll come in place probably of Raquel Gomes, although I'm not positive of that. Yes, she does. There's the switch. Gomes seems tired. I don't know if Gomes sort of lumbering, and I'm not sure why. I didn't know if Gomes was fighting off a bug or something. She just seems sort of winded tonight. She doesn't have her normal peppiness. Penguins trail by 8. 8:15 to go. Back underway now. Walton's got it. Top of the key. She goes right. She fakes left. She goes left. Throws it outside in the corner to Beard. Beard gets it back down low to Brown. Brown muffed it. See who's going to get it. Broncos are going to get it back. One of the Penguins is climbing over Brown's back. Brown gets pushed back into place now by Walton. Brown takes her spot and sets up a screen. Brown is big enough to screen 3 Penguins at once. Sticks the arms out, and she can really create a wall. What a luxury to have a player like that down low. Top of the key now between the circles. Working at his Beard. Beard 2 bounces. She goes right side. Back over to Berrettin. No, check it. That's not Berrettin. That's Colson. She flips it off to White, who drives the right side with 11 on the shot clock. A whistle. Shot clock will stay there. The foul is called on Shelly Clermanco. Clermanco, hometown girl out of San Rafael, is a 5'10 senior. Shot clock does reset to 30. They bring it back in bounds, intended for Brown. Tipped out on the inbounds by Alicia Flatten. It never got to Brown, but out of bounds off of Flatten. Referee turns and says something to the scorer's table. She blows a whistle, and they bring it in. Into the right corner now. Colson drives in against Shelly. Slams into Shelly, and a whistle, although I'm not sure who it's going to be against. Colson with a shot on goal. She's going to get to go to the line for 2. And they're going to call that one on Clermanco. So Shelly picks up 2 in 15 seconds of play, 7:44 to go. On the line, Colson, good. Now substitutions for Scott Davis. He's bringing in Jennifer Bryan, a 5'8 freshman out of San Diego, to for some minutes in place of Beard. The second one goes. 70-48. 7:45 to go. Bringing it up is Bronner. No look pass right side, Michaela. Goes up against Brown. Tipped out. Rejection City by Rayana Colson. But Colson can do it all, TMI. She's a 5'6 junior out of Compton. Colson, good from the line, good from the field, good outside, good defense. That's kind of that's four good things. That's all around. Colson, very, very large part of the damage done to the Penguins tonight. Driving in is Bronner. Bronner goes in left side, lowers the shoulder. And they call the foul against. They called it on Rayana Colson. I'm kind of surprised about that. That will send Tammy Bronner to the line, and the first one is no good. She missed it left side, TMI, 70-48. The good news about that, if there is any good news, is Colson has four. One more and she's gone. Second one goes down, 70-49, 7.5 to go. It may be too late, though, even if Colson were to foul out right now. Penguins have got a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to go. Almost a backcourt penalty. Alicia Flatten forcing the issue. Massive defense, Flatten. Flatten the senior. Flatten the team captain. Now they flip it off left side. Coming up on 7 minutes. Now they get it down low to Walton. Walton at the free throw line. Beats three Penguins. Hits the side of the backboard again. Brown down with it. Brown puts it back. Oh, man, Brown is tough. 72-49 inside of seven. Brown just filling it up down low. Playing some good D there. Brown as well as knocking a couple down every once in a while. Ebony White now takes it coast to coast. White hits the deck. White got a finger in the eye. White's okay. She pops back up, but it's 5-on-4. Here's Flatten, long three ball on the way. Too much glass. Taken down by Brown. Brown with another rebound. Klarmenko tried to strip it away from her. Couldn't do it. Penguins leave Flatten in the backcourt against three Broncos. Not a very high percentage there. Sarah Seminero goes 360. Seminero picks up the turnover. Penguins are going to bring in a bunch now. Five out, five in. Back in for Brianna Chambers, Janish, Gomes, Nakamura, Berlinski, Bryant. Bryant had a rip in a 5'11 junior. She's the big lady for the DUs right now. Bryant got the blonde ponytail working as usual. Where's number 44? Oh, man, Bryant set up a screen and just picked up a total shoulder from Seminero, but she's okay. Bryant outside Berlinski, long two ball, short. Rebound, Onyema. She brings it up, looks left. Blind pass right, kicked out by one of the Broncos. Inadvertent foot foul. Scott Davis now going to drop in a couple. He brings in Brianna Berrigan. He's also showing Jennifer Bryan, a 5'8 freshman. Berrigan, a 5'7 freshman out of Chino Hills. So he's letting a couple other ladies play. 72-49. They're inside of 6 minutes. Brown. Oh, man. Brown just boxed out Raquel Gomes. It's not easy to do. Gomes, good footwork. Gomes. Gomes, solid player. Gomes just got worked down low. Brown's very tough. Now Janish with a steal. Janish takes it 1-on-2. Janish goes to her left. Now she's going to slow it down. Top of the key, Gomes thinking about it. Gomes a shooting threat, unlike Brown. Gomes can really fire it. Here's Berlinski inside of 5.5, 72-49. Shauna again with a whistle. She didn't walk with it this time. Foul is called against. Oh, that may be, nope. Foul is called against Jessica Duran for Pomona. Penguins will get it. Duran's first. I thought for a second there she called it against Colson. Now with the up, Penguins can't get it to go. Gomes is looking to make it. Gomes is too far under the hoop at the bottom of the bucket. Now right off the glass, two ball, Jennifer Bryant. 5 minutes exactly, fans, 74-49. Penguins getting woofed. They're going to keep trying, though. Outside now, Nakamura goes three ball. Too much, too far. She was way out there. The line is at 19-9, TMI. She heaved it from about 25. Not going to make a lot of those, 74-49. I don't care how good you are. If the defense forces you to make those shots all night long, you're going to end up eating some of them. There's a timeout called, fans. TMI. Things are getting nutty in here. I'd like to see the Penguins put it together a little tighter than this, though. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the answer is. Broncos just got us. They got us in a bad spot right now. We're totally out of our rhythm. 74-49, fans, with 4:48 to go.
I definitely see a lack of teamwork going on here. I mean, they're just kind of going through the motions. Yes, you're running. Yes, you're hustling. But that's totally different than working with your teammates, building each other up, and getting the energy. When you don't have energy, you basically hand over the game. And when you hand over the game and you end up just running around the court, it's basically a waste of time. You got to work with your teammates. You got to build up the confidence, and you have to keep going. No more of this robotic motion. You got to keep it flowing.
Well, you know, I would say that you're absolutely right. But as an athlete, a collegiate athlete as you are, what do you do when the other team has just got you on your heels all the time? I mean, how do you break out of that?
You've got to try some different plays. Basically, you play mind games with them. If you miss a point, you cheer. You confuse the players by making them seem like you have no problem with losing. Hmm. And in the end, it actually turns around the other team and builds you up.
Very, very interesting. I don't know if that's Chambers' style, but interesting nonetheless. Now on the line for the Broncos is Barrett, the 5'7 freshman. She nails the first one. Barrett buries the first. 75-49. Penguins trailing by 26 points. 4:48 to go when the clock rolls. Penguins to box out. Second one by Barrett is no good. Shelly Klarmanko with a rebound. Here's Berlinski. If the Penguins are going to threaten it all in this game, they're going to have to bring it all together. It's all going to have to happen. It's going to have to happen right now as Janish drives the baseline on the left side. She slams into Rachel Porter, the six-footer. Porter, we saw a couple minutes of Porter in the first half. 4.5 to go. She slams into her and picks up the charging violation. 9 fouls committed by the Penguins in the first half. Nine in the second half. 6 by the Broncos. And the clock rolls, 4.5 to go. 75-49, fans. Penguins on defense as Oni Emem brings it up against Kelsey. Almost thrown away, Berlinski. Good D there by Berlinski. Oh, the up and under almost drops by Barrett. Barrett with the scissor legs. Very athletic move. But the up and under from the right side. What a great move by Barrett. She just didn't get it to fall. But it was all there, TMI. She just had all of the components except that last one where the ball goes through the bucket. Here's Shauna. Oh, Shauna hits the deck. Gosh, Shauna hit so hard as she slammed into Jennifer Bryant. So it was Shauna Bryant into Jennifer Bryant. Two Bryants pounding the floor of the Conlon Center. Shauna Bryant won the battle, though, in that she gets to go to the floor, or to the line. And this one's good. So the Penguins 50. They still trail by 25. It's a 7th team foul committed by the Broncos. Brian on the way, good. It's a 24-point game with 4 minutes to go exactly, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go. Oni Emem brings it up. Janish still playing some massive defense. Penguins looking fresh all of a sudden, TMI. Maybe they heard what you said. Janish now has a different mouth guard this season. She used to wear the half black, half white one. It was kind of a weird look. It's a very intimidating look. Now she's going with the all-white one. Now the up and under again by Barrett. So while Barrett has all the moves, she just can't get the biscuit in the basket. 75-51. She really does have all the athletic moves you could ask for. Now Shauna Bryant throws away from the top of the key. Stripped away. Porter's got it. Porter kick off left side. Oni Emem now. Porter thinking about it outside right side. Back to Jessica Bryant. Jennifer Bryant, check it. You got Jennifer Bryant and Jessica Duran right next to each other. It's Jennifer Bryant. Ball goes out of bounds off of one of the DUs. Oh, this is going to be trouble. On the short side now, Oni Emem's got it. She's got 5 seconds to bring it in. It's tipped out by Berlinski. Well, that Berlinski. She's tough on defense, TMI. You come to a few Penguin Lady Penguin basketball games this year, this is only the second game I've seen Berlinski. Berlinski, very impressive game. Great ball control, tremendous defense, out of bounds. Berlinski was looking for Nakamura. It was tipped out by Berrettin. So there's Berrettin again. Berrettin playing some big defense. Right in front of us, Nakamura, Shauna. Back to Nakamura. Thinking about it, Kimmy, left side. On the way, Kelsey. Three ball, short. Gets her own rebound, drives the lane. Back up off the glass, too much. Back down, Shelly Klimenko's got it. 180 move. On the way, oh, she missed it. Two shots on goal from 3 feet. Penguins couldn't get it to fall. Total of three shots. Left side, they work the zigzag. Jennifer Bryant goes up, left edge. Good for two. 77-51, 2:40 to go, fans. In the second half. Here's Shauna Bryant now. Kelsey Janish. God, just seems like there's seven Broncos on the floor. They're filling up the paint so much. Seems like there's way more Broncos out there, and they won't let the Penguins in. Here's a shot from the left wing, no good. The Broncos turn it around the other side. Onyemem goes left side, no. Two shots on goal there. Close range. Davis looks dejected. He doesn't like it. It's only 77-51, coach. Coming up on 2 minutes. Some coaches are never satisfied. In fact, no coaches are ever satisfied. I've never seen one that's satisfied. Here's Shelly Klimenko from the right side. Shelly buries a deuce, picks up the opportunity for the three-point play. Boy, that was quite a series there, TMI. Back and forth, Shelly to the line.
Oh, yes. And right now she is keeping up the hustle. She's being a great team leader right now. She's keeping it going.
Yep, that's Klimenko for you. That is really her game. Well said. 77-53. We're inside of 2 minutes, fans. And the Penguins, at this point, I think would just like to get this thing over with. Highly anticipated game, and the travel is called on Jennifer Bryant, the 5'8 freshman, out of San Diego. 1:46 to go. Scott Davis still looking down at the play card. I mean, to say that Scott Davis is not leaving anything to chance would be kind of an understatement if, in fact, he's looking at a play card. Perhaps he's looking at something else. Is somebody sending us IMs?
Yes, this Brain Warrior 12 is just making sure that Scott Davis is the coach again.
Yeah, that's right, Brain Warrior. That is the great John Baker, who actually started the radio station back in his dorm room here at DU as a student. And he was my lovable sidekick for a couple of years. And now I want to give a shout out to Ian Baker, the newest member of the Baker family. Baker and his wife just had a baby not too long ago. So Ian Baker, your first shout out on Penguin Radio. John Baker, your 10 millionth shout out on Penguin Radio. Wish you were here, buddy. 77-53, a buck and a half to go. Here we go, left side. And the Broncos have got it. That's right, Scott Davis is coach of the Broncos now. Scott Davis, the ladies' coach here at DU, took the Penguin women to the championship, 1:11 to go. In 2003, John Baker and I, that's Brain Warrior, he and I called that game when the Penguin women won their first championship when Scott Davis was at the helm. That was over at Cal State East Bay. They won the CalPAC championship. I had Baker on the microphone with me. So here we go. Tonight I have TMI on the microphone with me. Almost as good as Baker. In fact, some might argue as good. Nah, that's a joke. Baker was at it for a couple years. One of the great color men that ever lived. 39 seconds to go, fans. And now the Broncos are just relentless, and they are pouring it on. Rachel Porter, right side, from the baseline, drops the deuce. She'll go to the line, picking up the whistle. 79-53. 37 seconds to go, TMI. On the line now is Porter, the six-footer. On the way, she missed it way left. Shelly Klimenko with a rebound. 35 seconds. Think the Penguins can do it, TMI?
I have no doubt.
In 30 seconds, all they have to do is make up the differential from 79-53. Left side now, that's quite a bit. Now they've only got 24 seconds with which to do it. And here they come. All of a sudden, way out on the left side, Kylie Berlinski buries a three ball. 19 seconds to go. 79-55. And the Broncos are just going to eat it, and rightfully so. I doubt they'll try and get another shot off 10. Sky Davis has the sport coat back on 6. Left side, Penguins aren't going to push it. Onyema 3, 2, 1. Here's the buzzer. There you go, fans. Highly anticipated match. Final score, Broncos 79, Penguins 55. Tough night for the mighty DUs. And the Broncos just got past us. Boy, did they play tough, TMI.
They did. They gave it a lot of heart. They lacked the consistency, but they have plenty of time to work on that as the season goes on. This is only their second game, and they're going to keep going strong. I see a good future for our Lady Penguins.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think anybody doubts that. And playing a real good team like the Broncos gives the Penguins an opportunity to work really hard against a really good team. And preseason basketball, I think that's what Coach Brianna Chambers wanted. Put the ladies up against some real tough talent and let them see what it's like up here playing with the big boys now that we're in the NC2A. All right, TMI, you did great work tonight. Excellent job for TMI and the rest of our broadcast team here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Shout out to Brain Warrior. Shout out to Scott Davis. All the Bronco fans listening. Penguin fans listening worldwide. Thanks again, fans. Our next broadcast, Wednesday night. Penguin women against Pacific Union College, 6 o'clock. Tip off. We'll have it for you. See you then. Radio.dominican.edu.